It's been a busy few weeks out on the water, so let's have a chat with Graham Gibb, the Emergency Liaison Officer of Marine Rescue Queensland Bribie Island, to find out what we can expect over the coming period, and more importantly, learn how to stay safe with safety gear requirements and reporting. Good morning, Graham Gibb.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners. Lovely to be back on board again.
Now, Graham, it's terribly sad news that happened down in New South Wales Marine Rescue recently. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes, Rosemary. Yeah, that was terrible. Look, it's with deep sadness that I begin today by acknowledging the recent tragedy in Ballina, where two wonderful Marine Rescue volunteers lost their lives while assisting yachtsmen in distress. And we here at extend our sincere condolences to the family, friends and colleagues of these dedicated volunteers whose lives were lost in the service of others during an activation. And this is certainly a sobering reminder of the dangers such as the unpredictable weather and changing and challenging resources or rescues that are inherent in the duties carried out by all Marine Rescue volunteer organisations and our commitment to keeping others safe on the water.
And 1015 says also how terribly sad we were to hear that news, Graham. Now, Graham,
yes,
do you have Marine Rescue Bribie Island activity update for us?
Yes, it's still up and coming and still busy. It gets busier every day.
Yeah.
And the year-to-date statistics highlight the role played by outstanding team of volunteers. There've been 5,157 calls. We've logged 1,500 vessels logged on this year with us, and this year still averaging one a day, 133 successfully assisted back to shore. Mm. And during April, there were 5 medevacs for Queensland Ambulance and several activations tasked by the Water Police involving 2 search and rescue operations and assist for vessels. So it's been quite busy.
Yep.
And underscores the importance of our preparedness of our vessels and crews and our radio personnel. All wonderful people.
Yeah. Now, Graham, reporting on the water concerns to the community on the alleged improper use of water vessels on the water, the bay and the passage, this all continues to go on, doesn't it?
Yes, we've time to time we have inquiries and have been asked about reporting vessels that have deemed to be or alleged to be not complying with proper use of the waterways. And while Marine Rescue Queensland is not an enforcement agency, if a person needs to report an incident involving a vessel on the waterways and or the canals, please call PoliceLink on 131444, visit their website to lodge a report. You can upload photos, you can do it anonymously, but you can give the police some information and it will go to White Island or it'll go to Sun Coast Water Police and they'll take it up from there.
Okay.
And it can be done confidentially.
Fabulous. Now, Graham, what are some of the examples of issues that boaties may encounter and what should they be aware of?
Yeah, look, I just thought I'd throw these in, give some examples of what we encounter.
Mm.
For example, in Moreton Bay, the weather you leave in is not necessarily the weather you come home in. And today it was nice and flat when we woke up, and then by the time I left home, the wind had come up very heavily from the southeast. And the morning can often turn into a 15 to 20 knot sou'easter by lunchtime. Add the outgoing tide and things can get very uncomfortable very quickly. And we've heard all the reasons for things going bad with boaters and their vessels at one point or another. The old adage, Aussie adage of, should be right, mate, sometimes it is, but quite often it ends badly. And we're not surprised that many of our activations are the result of something small that was not an end consideration of a bad result. For example, would be, the fuel. Now, fuel will be right. We've got enough to get to the Cape and back. Then off the Cape, they're chasing a few fish, decide to go a little bit further out. They move around for a while and realise when it's time to come back, there's not enough fuel.
Mm.
And we get a call, can you come out and get us? Fuel is a big issue, a big safety issue.
Always. And also, Graham, jet ski safe, incidents there.
Yeah, the jet skis, we see them out there going have helpful leather from one end to the other in the passage, and a lot of people doing some touring on them as well. But recently, around 4 p.m., two jet skis carrying a total of four people on board found themselves in need of assistance at Tripkenny Bike, which is about halfway up.
Yep.
It's located halfway up to Caloundra. And both jet skis had run aground because they were far from the designated channel and not followed the channel markers. Marine Rescue was called to assist, and after being towed off the sand, one jet ski was able to continue back to Caloundra to collect the vehicle and a trailer, while the other, carrying a mother and two children, was towed to the base at Ballara. So we've had one at Caloundra to get the trailer and their car, and the other one we towed to Ballara. This instance highlights the risk of venturing outside marked channels, particularly in the late afternoon with children on board. It's a crucial reminder to slow down, stay alert always, and stay within the channel. And green marker on your left, red marker on your right when heading north, and navigating these waters.
Yeah.
It's important that they follow them. We do have a lot of jet skis that venture out of the channels.
Mm-hmm. Now, Graham, I know that we often tell our listeners about our safety gear requirements. Let's tell us that again, hey, just to reiterate and make sure that people do understand what they have to have.
Yes, Rafi, look, there's a need to carry all items needed for shoulder trips, like V-flash, V-sheet, the chart, working radio and a mobile phone and compass. And offshore trips beyond Moreton Bay, an EPIRB is required, and that's an emergency position indicating radio beacon. That's important when you go offshore. Life jackets, as we mentioned previously, from 1st September, all life jackets must follow the new Australian standard. And life jackets are required on solo boaties on vessels under 4.8 metres, on the water between sunset and sunrise on a small boat, crossing a coastal bar and open boat less than 4 metres, and most importantly, Rosemary, most importantly, kids under 12 must wear a life jacket when underway on any sized vessel. Make sure they're seated when underway, not standing or sitting on gunwales, and definitely not on the bow. We mention it because we see it. Yes, we do. And keep an eye on the children. It only takes a second for a slip or a fall, and some protection and hydration for the children is also very important.
Wow. And finally, Graham, what are the essential reminders that boaties need to be aware of?
Yeah, well, it's the usual. Prepare thoroughly to enjoy your time on the water. Inform someone of your departure and return time and location. Carry a fully charged mobile phone. Check your fuel levels to confirm that you have enough for the journey. And, of course, log on with your local Marine Rescue Queensland via VHF Channel 73 or mobile phone, phone 3408 7596. And these could be the most important calls you make all day.
Mm.
And to all listeners and boaters, enjoy your time on the water. Safe boating, and please remember that all our Marine Rescue volunteers on Bribie Island are volunteers. They put their own time for the benefit of the safety of the community.
Graham Gibb, Emergency Service Liaison, Marine Rescue Queensland and Bribie Island, thank you so much for joining us today, and every time you speak with us, Graham, and helping to keep our community connected. And thank you for your contribution in keeping our boating community informed and safe. And that checklist is hugely important. Marine Rescue Queensland wishes all of those who use the water to do so safely and to listen to 1015fm.com.au to hear this important information again. Stay safe and enjoy our water, everyone. Graham, our most sincere condolences to your workmates down in Ballina, and please God that never happens here on Bribie.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you. Appreciate it.